The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, Text Number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 15th, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: Prahlad Maharaj continued to offer his prayer as follows. How is it possible to offer suitable prayers unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead by me, who was born into the family of Asuras, because all the demigods and saintly persons could not satisfy him till now, although such persons are exalted, very qualified in the mode of goodness, then what to speak of me? I am not at all qualified.
Prahlada Vata Brahmadaya Suradana Munayu Kusidhya Sattvai Kutana Manu Matayu Bhatasham Prabhavi Narajitam Puradana Yadhinatu Kipru Intoshtu Marahati Same Haridugra Jati Ugra Jati Ugra Jati. Just like in Europe and America, you see, they are very much fond of ugra karma. Just like big factories, big bridges, wonderful. Long ago, when the Britishers came here, they constructed big bridges, railway line. People thought it is wonderful. There is a song composed in Bihar. So in the Calcutta, the floating bridge made of wood. Wooden bridge, floating bridge was constructed, connected Calcutta proper and Howrah. So there was big wonderful song, Kya pul banaya sahab kampan. There is a song, Kya pul banaya sahab kampan. Upar mein aadmi chale, just like that. Niche mein pani. So, this ugra karma, formally this ugra karma was entrusted to the demon. Those who are in the satogun, they do not like this ugra karma. Satogun, rajogun, tamogun. Rajastama bhava. See, those who are under the control of Rajagun and Tamagun, they are engaged in ugra karma. Industrial enterprise, big road, big skyscraper. This is called ugra karma. The ugra karma is very pleasing to the ugra jati. What is the trouble between the father and the son? The father was for ugra karma, and the son, Prahlada, was for sattvic life. So, when Prahlada Maharaj engaged himself in sattvic life, not only sattvic, shuddha sattvic. In the material world, there are three gunas, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. The sattvic is the best. And devotional activity is shuddha sattvic, where there is no contamination. In the material world, sattvic, a person who is a Brahmin, he may be contaminated, by tamaguna and rajaguna. Just like Ajave, you are the son of a brahmana and you are executing the brahmacharya regulation very nicely, but he become infected with rajaguna and tamaguna, become attached to a prostitute, and left everything, all brahmical qualification, and he became a rogue, thief, cheater, drunkard, woman hunter, so on. There are many instances. The Jagaiwala, they were born of very good Brahmin family, rich family, but with bad association, they become drunkard, woman hunter, meat eater. Now these things have become common thing. Avaidha Srisanga, illicit connection with women, and meat eating and drinking, and it has become a daily fashion. But formerly, at least 500 years ago, these things were accepted as most abominable. So just like our Jagaiwala, he was a jamindar and born of Brahmin family, but because by bad association they became drunkard, gamblers, and woman hunters, they are condemned. They are taken as papi, sinful. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is to rescue them. That is the song by Narottam Das Thakur. Brajanda Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo Sei Balaram Hoilo Nita Papi Tapi Jato Chila Pariname Uddharila Tara Sakhi Jagayan Man. Everyone wants evidence that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered papi-tapi. Here is it, instance. Tara-sakhi jagayarman. So, Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that it can deliver the jagayarman. Ugra-karma. That is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He began this. Papitapi jato chila harinami uddharila. That this same flow is going on in this Krishna consciousness movement. So, ugra karma. So, Prahlada Maharaj is considering himself born of a father, Hiranyakashipu, as ugra karma. So, he is saying, Hari ugra jate. The Brahmadaya Suragana, Lord Brahma, another demigod, they're coming from the higher planetary system and they are in the sattvic gun, satagun. They are not ordinary person. Just like coming from some pious pilgrimage. He's supposed to be very nice man. Similarly, Brahmadaya, they are coming from Sarguloka. Why Sarguloka is better than this Loka? The thing is, the Sarguloka, although they are attached to material enjoyment, still they are great devotees. Therefore, Sarguloka is praised. They are not like us. Here, those who are attached to material prosperity, they forget Krishna or Lord. Bhogai sajja prasaktana tayapa hitachetasam vyavasatvika buddhi samadhavna adhiyacchati. Those who are too much attached for material enjoyment, they do not become attracted to Krishna consciousness. That is natural. Anyway, Prahlada Maharaj was doubted because he was requested by Lord Brahma, my dear boy, my dear child, we could not pacify His Lord Sri Nrisimhadev, but He has appeared for you. Paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya sudhuskita. Nrisimhadev, this wonderful form is there only for you. Paritranaya, your sadhu, for your deliverance. Nrisimhadev has appeared and to kill your sinful father. So business is with your father and yourself. So kindly, you take care of the business. He is very, very angry. So before that, we have already described, in Lakshmiji, he could not go forward. Although she had daily affairs with Narayana, she could not dare to go forward. Brahma, Lord Brahma offered their prayers, other Lord Shiva offered their prayers, but nobody could pacify. Therefore, he is in doubt that I am born in the family of demon, Ugrakarma, Ugrajati. If Brahma failed, Lakshmiji failed, Lord Shiva failed to pacify him, how it is possible by me to pacify the Lord? That is doubt. Brahmadaya suravana munayoto siddhya. All they are exalted person and siddha. There is a siddha loka. In the heart planetary system, there is a planet known as siddha loka. If there is opportunity as you are contemplating, we shall show here in Chaitanya Chandra, Mayapur Chandra temple, that is our plan to make a very big temple and to show all the planetary system in there from Srimad Bhagavatam. It will not be an ordinary temple, so that people from the whole world will come. This is our contemplation. That is a siddha loka. We shall show how this planet works. Siddha loka. From the siddha loka, the persons who came there, they are called siddhya. Siddhya. And the heavenly planet, they are called demigods, devata. Similarly, siddha-loka. The description of the siddha-loka is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who have read, they know. The siddha-loka person, they can go from one planet to another without any machine, aeroplane. Siddha-loka. They can go from one planet to another. That is this guy. They don't require any machine. Still, like the yogis, those are perfect yogis, they can go from one place to another without any vehicle. There are many yogis still existing. They take bathing in four dhamas, in Haridwar, in Jagannath Puri, in Rameswaram, and similarly. The yogis can do that. And the yogis, they attain astasiddhi, eight kinds of perfection. Anima, laghima, mahima, prapti, like that. Asita, basita, like that. So, the siddha-loka means they are born siddhas. They haven't got to practice this mystic yoga system. Just like a small sparrow, it can fly automatically. Why a small sparrow? Even a small insect. But if you want to fly, you have to create so many big machinery. So in that case, in the matter of flying, the small insect or the small sparrow is siddha. You are trying to fly in the sky, with so many jets and 447, jumbo. But a small fly, it can fly immediately, 2 miles within some seconds. They are siddhas. What you cannot do, if other can do, that is called siddhi. So, there is no question of disbelieving. We can see so many small insects, birds, they can fly from one tree to another. You cannot do that. If you have to go from one tree to another, you have to take so many trouble. So it is not to be rejected. That cannot be. This is unbelievable. But we have got this information from the Shastras. We are staunch believers. Yes, there are Siddhas. We are believers. That is called theism. One who believes in the statements of Shastra. So there are Siddhas. They also came. Suragana, Brahmadayo Suragana Munaya. Muna, Muni, great personalities, philosophers, they are called Muni, Rishi. Devarshi Bhutapta Nilang Krishnina, very highly intelligent persons, thoughtful persons, philosophers, scientists, mathematicians. So they are called also Muni. So they came also to satisfy not these ordinary Munis, but very exalted Munis and Siddhas from Siddha Lok. There are many Lokas, Charan Lok. They are on the sky. So if there is chance, we shall present these Lokas, how they are situated, where they are situated, how they are moving, how the sun is moving around them. The sun is not fixed up, sun is moving. So all these things we have got such dream to show. If there is opportunity, we shall do the Siddhas and the Suraganas and the Munayas. But because they are on the planetary system, higher planetary system, there are three planetary systems. One is called higher Urdhva Loka and middle Madhya Loka, Bhuva, Sa, up to Sarva Loka. We are chanting that Om Bhuva Sa Tasavidhu Varanam Bhargudi Vasa Jivai. These are praising the lokas, different planetary systems, of which the sunlight is the chief. Savita Sakalatrahana is the chief of the all planets. Jachakshurisha Savita Sakala Grahana Raja Samasta Suramati Asisatija Jasadvaya Brahmati Sang Vritakala Chakra Govindamali Purisham Tamangal. The sun is not fixed up, sun is moving. The modern scientists or astronomers, they say, sun is fixed up, the earth is moving. We don't say that. It is jasadvaya bhramati san bhritakala chakra. It has got its orbit. So there are so many things to be known still from Vedic literature. It is not yet unfolded, but we are trying. Siddhya, so sattvaika, they are sattvaika. They are all the inhabitants of the upper planetary system, they are in sattvic goods, brahminical qualities. They are not mlechas and javanas. Brahma, sattvaika tanagatai. They are not ordinary. Just like here, the sattvic means pure brahmin. Sama dama sattam saucham sitikha arjava. Jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karmatam. Most of them are Brahmins or even Kshatriyas. Mostly they are Brahmins. So, urdham gacchanti sattvastva, I mean, in the Bhagavad Gita, those who are situated in satogun, they are promoted to the higher priority system after death. Madhye tishtanti rajasa, and those who are in the rajogun, they remain in the middle priority system. Jaghanna-guna-vrittishto adho-gacchanti tamasa. And those who are in tamasi, in the darkness, ignorance, modes of materialism, they go down to the down-planetary system or animal life. So this is an opportunity, this human form of life, to decide where you want to go. Are you going to hell or heaven? Or back to home, or back to Godhead. That you have to decide. This is human intelligence, not like working like cats and dogs and dying like cats and dogs. That is not human life. Human life is meant for to decide where you want to go next. By the evolutionary process, you have come to this human form of life. Jalajana lakhani sabra lakhavinshadi. By going through so many 8,400,000 species of life, you have got this human form of life. Now you decide where you go. So where I have to go, how to go, there is that information in the Shastra. Shastra chakshusya, see through the Shastra where you can go. And the master of the Shastra, Krishna, is giving you personally instruction. Urdhanga chanti sattvasva madhye tishtanti rajasa jaghanna gnavrittishta adhoga chanti tamasa janti deva vratan dhima pitrin janti pitri vrataha bhutani janti bhutajja madjatinopi janti ma. These informations are there. Why you are missing this opportunity? If you like, you can go to the higher priority system. If you like, you can go back to home, back to God. Madhyajinopi janti ma. These informations are there. So without satogun, if you keep people in the rajogun, tamogun, then their future is lost. Rajagun, tamagun means people will become more greedy and lusty, that's all. And greedy and lusty means cats and dogs, animal life. Animal life. They are trying to eat, no discrimination of eating. So that is hog's life. The hog has no discrimination of eating. It can eat even stool. So then, if you eat, become like hog, no discrimination of eating, whatever you, just like so many Samis, they say, oh, why there is restriction of eating? You can eat anything you like. So nature will give you, all right, you want to eat anything you like, all right, you become a hog, you eat even stool. Karmana daiva netrina jantar deha upapatti. You have to change your body. Tatha dehantaram prapti dhira sattanami. You may say that there is no life after, but that is foolishness. You are under the control of material nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vimuratma karta hammati munnate. You may falsely, being proud, you say, no, no, I shall not become old man. I mean, I shall remain young. And nature will not allow you. Nature will force you to take the old man's body. But these few foolish people, they are thinking independent. You are not independent. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karma karanam guna sangasa sadasat janma jonishu sat asat good bad or low class bad. Sat-asat, that is, how it is done, karanam guna sanghasya. As you make association with the gunas, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, if you associate with satagun, then you get satjanma, next life. And if you associate with tamagun, then you get tamagun life. After death, you are so much prestigious position, so much proud, everything will be finished. Then you are completely under the laws of nature and you have to accept the body and according to your quality, this is the way. But they do not know. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said that I am born in Ugra Joni. So how can I offer my prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? But he was born in the Ugra family, but he was devotee. He is qualified. Because a devotee is neither belonging to any of these material qualities. Manchabhyabhicharini bhakti yogi naja sevate sagunana samaditayeta brahma bhuvyara. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service, he does not belong to any of this material quality. Sagunana samaditayeta. All these qualities, he is transcendental. Brahma Bhuvyaya Kalpate. Prahlad Maharaj, although born of a demonic father, he was completely pure. He was completely of the transcendental state. Therefore, he could offer prayers to the Lord. Others cannot. So, a Vaishnava is very humble. He, although everyone has admitted that he is on the stage of prema, but he as a Vaishnava is thinking that I am the son of Hiranyakashipu, how I can offer. This is Vaishnava humbleness. That is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnana, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadana. One has to become humbler than the grass and tolerant than the tree. Then he can become perfect Vaishnava. Because as soon as you become a Vaishnava, your father will be your enemy. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. What was his fault? 5 years old boy. Simply he became a Vaishnava, Krishna conscious. And his father became an enemy. This is the position. The Vaishnava has to tolerate in order to make progress in spiritual life. So many enemies, even at home, father will be enemy. So don't be hesitant and don't be agitated by such circumstances. Prahlad Maharaj had to suffer so many things. Still, he remained Krishna conscious and ultimately he saw Lord Rishimhadev and had the privilege of offering prayers. We shall discuss later on. Thank you very much.